Welcome to today's deep dive. We have a really dense stack of updates today.
Yeah, a lot to cover.
There really is. We extracted all of this directly from the March 29, 2026 edition of AI Data Daily. So we're looking at engineering blogs and architecture updates from Microsoft, Databricks, Zalando, and Sakana AI.
Some heavy hitters in there.
Definitely. And our mission today is to kind of cut through the jargon for you and connect the dots on this massive structural paradigm shift happening right now in enterprise tech.
Because we are officially moving past the era of AI as just a, well, passive chatbot.
Right. We're entering the era of the autonomous agent. And to really grasp what that means for you, I mean, think about what happens when you buy a high-end power tool, like a professional-grade drill.
Okay, sure.
There's a very clear, unspoken social contract between you and that tool. You pick it up, you pull the trigger, and it spins. You let go, and it stops.
It's totally predictable.
Exactly. It certainly doesn't wait until you leave the garage, decide that your shelving unit looks a little crooked, and just, start drilling new holes into the wall on its own.
No, because it's fundamentally binary. Traditional software, no matter how complex it gets, has always acted like that power tool.
Right.
It always requires an operator to provide the intent, the direction, and the actual execution.
Yeah.
So a chatbot, for instance, is really just a very sophisticated drill. It spins when you prompt it, and it stops when it hands you an answer.
But looking at the architecture updates from these tech giants today, that whole ecosystem is vanishing. The tools are no longer waiting for the trigger.
Not at all.
We are looking at systems that evaluate the state of your digital garage, draft their own renovation plans, and then just execute the structural changes while you are completely hands-off.
Yeah, we're crossing the threshold from software you use to digital workers you actually employ.
It's wild to think about.
It is. And what the reading shows us today is that the foundational infrastructure of the enterprise is being actively ripped out and replaced to accommodate these new autonomous workers.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if you just glance at Microsoft's March 2026 feature summary for their FabCon event, it really reads like standard release notes.
Yeah, a lot of standard bullet points.
Right. They list foundational necessary improvements for Fabric.
Yeah.
We've got Fabric Runtime 2.0 with Spark 4.0, which, obviously means faster data processing.
Good.
We have Git integrations like branched workspace and selective branching, so engineering teams can finally test changes without blowing up the production environment.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, and they highlight the general availability of OneLake Catalog Govern. But, and this is the crazy part tucked right alongside those normal updates, is the introduction of the remote MCP server.
Yes, the MCP server.
And reading through the documentation, this feature officially enables AI agents to operate directly within a user's Fabric environment.
What's fascinating here is the architectural intent behind the remote MCP server, because it completely redefines how a system interacts with an AI.
Break that down for us. What is MCP?
So MCP stands for Model Context Protocol. Historically, if you wanted an AI to interact with your enterprise data, you had to build incredibly brittle custom APIs.
Like constantly patching things together.
Exactly. The AI was kept outside the walls, basically. And you had to hand feed it specific context. The MCP standardizes that entire connection.
Oh, I see.
It is essentially a universal translator. It gives the AI a standardized way to understand what data it's looking at, what tools it actually has access to, and how to execute commands natively within the environment.
So instead of the AI trying to like guess how to read a proprietary SQL database from the outside, the MCP server acts as a native interface.
Precisely.
It tells the agent, hey, here are the levers you can pull, here's the data you can see, and here is how you write changes back to the system.
Yeah. And by embedding a remote MCP server directly into Fabric, Microsoft isn't just offering a neat little integration. They are redesigning the enterprise data platform from the ground up.
Right, because platforms like Fabric were built exclusively for human engineers,
Right.
right? Sitting at keyboards.
Exactly. The permissions, the user interfaces, the rate limits,
Yeah.
they were all designed for human reaction times and human workflows. The MCP server means the environment is now built for autonomous agents roaming the system,
Roaming around, querying data.
querying data and executing tasks at machine speed.
Okay, so to carry my smart home analogy forward, we used to ask our smart assistant to just turn on the lights.
Right.
Embedding an MCP server is the equivalent of giving that assistant the physical blueprints to the house, a fully stocked toolkit, and the authorization to open up the drywall and rewire the electrical grid while we're asleep.
That is a very accurate, if slightly terrifying, analogy.
which naturally leads to the massive glaring risk factor here. Giving autonomous software direct, standardized access to the enterprise data nervous system seems structurally terrifying.
It definitely changes the threat landscape.
Right. I mean, if an agent has the native ability to pull levers inside Fabric, a hallucination or, you know, a malicious prompt injection doesn't just result in a bad answer on the screen anymore.
No, the stakes are much higher.
The agent could drop production tables, alter financial records, or exfiltrate customer data in literal milliseconds.
The risk profile scales exponentially. Think about it. When a human engineer makes a catastrophic error, they are bottlenecked by their own typing speed.
Yeah, and the graphical interface they're clicking through.
Exactly. An autonomous agent running via an MCP server has no such friction. The blast radius of a compromised agent is nearly instantaneous.
Which explains exactly why Databricks is launching LakeWatch.
Yes. The countermeasure.
Right. If Microsoft is restructuring the house to let agents roam freely, Databricks is building the alarm system.
A very advanced alarm system.
Yeah. Looking at their announcement, LakeWatch is an open, agentic SIEM running directly on top of Unity Catalog in Delta Lake. And its stated purpose is to defend against sophisticated attacks originating from other AI agents.
Databricks is making a massive strategic pivot here. They are recognizing that the security apparatus has to evolve at the exact same pace as the infrastructure.
You can't just rely on the old methods.
You cannot protect an agentic environment with a human-speak security system. By launching an agentic SIEM natively on Delta Lake, they are transforming from a data processing platform into a centralized autonomous security layer.
Let's dig into the agentic part of that SIEM, because traditional security systems are rules-based, right?
Yes, very rigid.
They collect logs, and human analysts write specific detection rules. Like if a user downloads 10 gigabytes at 3 a.m. from a foreign IP, trigger an alarm.
Right, a static rule.
But an attack driven by an offensive AI agent doesn't follow a static, predictable playbook.
No, a rules-based system is like a castle wall. It's static. It stops known frontal assaults. But an offensive AI agent is dynamic.
It adapts.
It probes the environment, it observes how the system reacts, and it mutates its attack vector in real time to bypass those static rules.
Wow.
A castle wall cannot adapt to an enemy that changes its shape every microsecond.
Yeah.
That is why an agentic SIEM is necessary. It functions much more like a biological immune system.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, your white blood cells don't rely on a static list of known viruses.
Exactly.
They actively patrol the bloodstream, they recognize anomalous behavior from a new mutating pathogen, and they instantly synthesize a custom antibody to neutralize it.
And that biological response happens natively, right where the cells live. That is why LakeWatch, running directly on Unity Catalog in Delta Lake, is so critical.
Because it's close to the data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Traditional security tools usually require you to export your logs to an external platform, which introduces latency.
And latency is the enemy here.
Right. By the time the external system analyzes the log and realizes an agent is behaving maliciously, the damage is already done. LakeWatch sits exactly where the data lives. Its defensive agents are watching the data mutate in real time.
So they see it happen instantly.
Yes. And when they detect an offensive agent probing the environment, they can instantly deploy countermeasures, like severing the MCP connection or isolating the compromised workspace without waiting for a human to approve a ticket.
So if this architecture scales across the enterprise, our security posture essentially becomes a high-speed spectator sport.
That's one way to look at it.
You have offensive AI and defensive AI battling each other in microseconds inside the data center, while the human security team just, like, watches the telemetry and manages the parameters of the arena.
The human shifts from being the combatant on the floor to the architect of the immune system.
Yeah.
You define the rules of engagement, but the actual hand-to-hand combat is entirely automated.
Okay, so we've established the infrastructure shift allowing agents in with Microsoft's MCP updates, and the immune system evolving to police them with Databricks LakeWatch. Let's look at the actual application layer.
The practical side.
Right. Once these agents are secure inside the pipeline, what are they actually doing? We have an engineering deep dive from Zalando detailing how they are using an LLM as a judge framework for search quality assurance when launching in new markets.
This moves us from the theory of autonomous infrastructure to the tangible economic reality of delegating highly subjective work to machines.
Because search quality assurance in e-commerce is notoriously difficult.
Human language is messy.
Exactly. If a user searches for lightweight, breathable summer running gear, a traditional search engine relies on exact keyword matching or standard product tags,
which often fails to capture the real intent.
Right, because ensuring the results actually match the nuanced intent of that specific query requires an understanding of context, material properties, and seasonality.
It's a complex judgment call.
Historically, grading the quality of those search results required armies of human testers manually reviewing queries. But Zalando is orchestrating this entire QA process with Airflow.
Yep.
They're using GPT-4o to score search results via named entity recognition, or NER.
And NER is the perfect mechanism for this. The LLM isn't just looking at the search results and offering a vague opinion.
How does it actually work then?
Well, the Airflow pipeline triggers GPT-4o to read the unstructured product descriptions and systematically extract specific entities. The brand, the color, the fabric type, the cut.
Okay, breaking it down into components.
Exactly. It then mathematically compares those extracted entities against the semantic intent of the user's search query to generate a definitive quality score.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the scale of this is mind-bending. It's like having a master sommelier working for you.
I like that comparison.
Imagine you have 1 million bottles of wine and you need to build a pairing menu for thousands of highly specific, complex dishes. Taste testing those combinations manually would take a lifetime.
Impossible for a human to scale.
But you have a sommelier who can taste 1,000 wines a second, instantly isolate the subtle notes of oak and citrus, and perfectly map them to the flavor profile of the food.
It really proves that LLMs are now robust and consistent enough to serve as reliable, automated decision makers in the core revenue pipelines of a major retail giant.
They aren't just summarizing text anymore.
No, they're executing complex judgment calls millions of times over.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to push back here a little. We are still talking about highly subjective quality. If we are replacing human testers with an LLM judge, aren't we just blindly trusting a black box?
That is a very valid concern.
I mean, if GPT-4o suddenly degrades or decides that a heavy, bright orange sweater technically qualifies as breathable summer gear because of some weird quirk in its training data, that flaw scales instantly. It would ruin the search experience across an entire market launch before a human even noticed.
You are hitting on the central tension of LLM as a judge. The risk of the black box hallucinating a subjective judgment is very real.
So how do they handle that?
That is exactly why the mechanism of orchestration is the story here, not just the model itself. Zalando isn't just letting GPT-4o run wild. By orchestrating this with Airflow, they are wrapping the AI in a highly observable, deterministic pipeline.
So the infrastructure forces the AI to show its work, basically.
Exactly. The Airflow pipeline doesn't just ask for a simple pass or fail grade. It requires the LLM to log its extracted entities, its reasoning, and critically, a confidence score for every single judgment.
Oh, a confidence score. That makes sense.
Right. If the confidence score drops below a certain threshold, say, the AI is unsure if that orange sweater is actually summer wear, Airflow automatically routes that specific edge case to a human QA tester.
Ah, I see.
You aren't blindly trusting the sommelier. You are actively auditing their palate in real time.
So the human remains the final arbiter of taste, but the machine is doing the heavy lifting of evaluating the millions of straightforward queries.
Oh, exactly.
The human only steps in when the machine encounters ambiguity. That makes the black box manageable. But that naturally leads us to the final frontier in our stack today.
The biggest leap yet.
Right. If an AI is trusted to extract entities, evaluate context, and judge data quality, what happens when we remove the human query entirely? We are moving from execution to actual ideation.
We're talking about the leap to autonomous discovery.
Yes. Looking at Sakana AI's GitHub drop for AI Scientist V2, they are demonstrating exactly that. The repository details a system that uses agentic tree search to perform scientific discovery and hypothesis testing entirely on its own.
It's positioned as an accelerator for data professionals working on complex analysis.
Right.
This raises an important question, really a fundamental question, about the mechanics of discovery itself.
What do you mean by that?
Well, to understand why this is a breakthrough, we have to look at how agentic tree search actually functions. In computer science, a tree search is a method for exploring possibilities. You start at the trunk, the initial state of your data, and you explore branches of potential variables or decisions.
Kind of like how a chess computer calculates millions of potential future moves to find the best path to checkmate.
Exactly like that. But traditional tree search requires a human to define the parameters of the game.
The rules.
Right. When you make this process agentic, The AI is dynamically defining its own parameters.
Wow.
It looks at a data set, formulates an initial idea, and begins testing branches. As it evaluates a pathway, it uses its own LLM as a judge framework to look at the statistical significance of the test.
And if it doesn't work out?
If a branch is a dead end, it autonomously prunes that branch, backtracks, and explores a different combination of variables. It is balancing the exploration of new ideas with the exploitation of promising data trends, all without a human holding his hand or defining the hypothesis.
It essentially synthesizes everything we've covered today. It leverages the autonomous infrastructure access we saw in Fabric. It adapts dynamically like the Lake Watch immune system, and it uses the automated judgment we saw at Zalando to evaluate its own progress.
It really pulls it all together.
But I have to challenge the framing of this as scientific discovery. Is this system actually capable of forming a truly original hypothesis, or is this just high-speed statistical brute force?
That's the big debate right now.
Because it feels like we are just taking a massive computational engine, letting it iterate through a million variables until it finds a correlation, and romantically calling it discovery. I mean, we aren't giving the AI a lab coat yet, are we?
The line between mathematical iteration and novel discovery is blurring rapidly, and that is the core debate in the data science community right now.
Where do you land on it?
Well, if an autonomous agent uses tree search to test a combination of variables that no human ever considered, and it uncovers a statistically significant insight that fundamentally advances a field, the mechanism doesn't diminish the outcome.
That's a fair point.
The result is still net new knowledge. Tools like AI Scientist V2 are designed to accelerate the scientific method by automating the tedious high-volume testing of dead-end theories.
Ah, so it does the grunt work.
The machine grinds through the brute force exploration overnight, so the human data professional wakes up to a refined list of highly probable breakthroughs.
It completely redefines the division of labor.
Entirely.
Let's synthesize this, because the sheer velocity of these architecture updates is staggering. In a single reading of AI Data Daily, we have seen the entire foundation of enterprise data shift toward autonomy.
It's a lot to take in.
Microsoft is standardizing the API for digital workers with the Fabric Remote MCP server. Databricks is building the native agentic immune system to secure those environments with LakeWatch.
Yeah.
Zalando proves that LLMs can be trusted to execute subjective production-grade QA decisions at scale when orchestrated properly. And SecondAI's AI Scientist V2 shows us that these agents can now autonomously navigate the scientific method to uncover new insights.
The common thread across all these sources is the changing nature of human value in a data-driven enterprise.
How so?
You are no longer compensated for your ability to operate the tools or execute the queries. The platforms themselves are doing that.
Right.
Your value is now dictated by your ability to manage the agents. You are defining the strategy, architecting the immune systems, setting the confidence thresholds for the pipelines, and auditing the outputs.
We are transitioning from operators to directors. Which leaves you, our listener, with a final lingering thought to mull over as this autonomous landscape solidifies.
What's that?
Well, if the agents are now capable of utilizing tree search to formulate their own hypotheses, pulling the data natively via MCP servers, and judging the accuracy of their own results, what happens to the human data professional?
It's the million-dollar question.
Does our job simply become asking the very first why? Before handing the entire process over to the machines? Is that all that's left?
It really forces us to ask what part of the analytical process is uniquely human.
It really does. It turns out the power drill didn't just decide to drill new holes. It studied the blueprints, tested the load-bearing walls, and realized the garage needed a completely new foundation.
And did it all while we slept.
And now we just have to figure out if we still know how to build the house. That's all for today's deep dive. We'll see you next time.